What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Hopefully everyone's having a nice weekend, start to their weekend. It's around just 12:30 here in Winnipeg, and it's been a tough week, you know, after that Thursday night game. And I'll just have you take a look at me. Who do I look like? Who do I look like right now? Will this help? Flag on the Seahawks. Touching the Cowboys. 15 yards, pass interference, whatever you want to call it, on the Seahawks. I'm not one to blame the refs for a game. And for the people listening on podcast platforms, I'm a blind ref right now. That's exactly what I was. Cleet Blakeman and these crew, is that his fucking name? And I'm not trying to swear anymore as much, but I'm going to lose my mind. So if you don't want to hear me swear, skip ahead next 30 seconds because I'm about to go on a rant. Cleet Blakeman, you little fucking bitch. You guys got way too involved in this game. You guys were, I don't know how much the NFL paid you to make sure you gave the Cowboys the game, but oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? Are you, DJ Dallas is getting his head ripped from his face. He threw a flag. Oh, it's a great call. He actually made one. What does he do? He picks up the flag, said no call. Like, they took away the JSN touchdown, made no sense. You just robbed the guy. He came to his hometown and you take that away from him. You guys were way too involved. You must have had money on the game because this is absolutely ridiculous. Trey Brown got flagged for two flags, barely touching the guy. Like, how do you play defense as a cornerback now? You can't. You can't. Like, this is mind-boggling to me. Shake my head. I can't stand these guys, man. I can't stand these guys, how they ref, man. Like, come on, NFL. These guys need to be held accountable for the action. Get them on a podium like this and get them to explain themselves. Because there is, like, I want reporters grilling these guys. They should get fined for their actions. Like, that was a terrible game. I'll even say they gave terrible calls on the Cowboys. Like, it's ridiculous. Six flags netted a first down for the Cowboys that game. Ridiculous. CeeDee Lamb, Tariq the Freak Woolen just barely touches his shoulder. Not he's like, oh, just grazes it. CeeDee Lamb, it doesn't affect him, just drops the ball. Let's throw a flag. I don't even know where to win, or I throw it again. But man, oh man, that was so, it was such bullshit, man. Okay, enough of that. We're going to go on to this week's spread 'em picks, and let's see what we have for you guys. And keep in mind, I suck at these. I think my record from the 2-3 weeks we've been doing this, 500. So it might be better for you to fade me. Well, that's up to you. If you like what I say, tell me then. We got Arizona at the Steelers. Spread is 6.5 in favor of the Steelers. Ooh, it's supposed to be a rainy day that day. Rain down. Give me the Cards at +6.5. We'll go with that. Next, we have the Falcons at the Jets. -2. Or the spread's at 2 for the Falcons. Tim Boyle, QB for the Jets. I can't see it happening. I can't see the Falcons or the Jets doing it. They need AR. They need AR back, but maybe the league gives it to them. I want to take the Falcons, but because I suck, I'm going to fade myself and go with the Jets at +2. Next, we got Broncos at Texans. Spreads at 3 for the Texans. Give me dangerous. Dangerous. These guys probably a top 10 team in the league the past 5 weeks. Honestly, you guys might not want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you this. So I'm going with Mr. Unlimited Broncos. Let's ride. I don't know how many other little innuendos I can do, but Broncos, let's ride. At +3, Lions at the Saints. Spreads at 4. Ooh. You know what? The Lions haven't been playing that great lately. They have not been, but the Saints have been ass just as much. So, give me the Lions -4. I'll rock with Dan Campbell, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jared Goff, another JG himself. There we go. Let's rock it with that one. My next, let's see. We got Colts at Titans. Spreads at 1. So they think this game's very close. Titans at home. Colts coming into town. Is there any weather report we should see about? Let's take a quick look. Nope. Sunny day, so it's looking good. Let's take the home team. We'll take the home team at +1 Titans. Next, we get the Chargers at the Patriots. I will not bet on the Patriots this year. Nope. No way. They just lost to Tommy DeVito, good Italian boy. Eats cutlets at his mom's house, good boy. So we're going to take the Chargers, Jay Herbo. Even with the Chargers, I don't even know. But they should be able to spank the Patriots. It's supposed to be a rainy day, but I still get... Like, I'm not betting on the Patriots. +5.5, that's not high enough. We're going to go with the Chargers. Last noon game, we got Dolphins at Commanders. You know what the Dolphins do against losing record teams. They beat the brakes off them. So we're going to rock with Dolphins. Tyreek Hill. I don't think there's any weather we got to be weary about. Nope. Falcons and Jets had rain. Yeah, I'll stick with the Jets at +2. But back to this one. Dolphins Commander is supposed to be a little bit cloudy. 40% chance of rain. That's okay. We're still going to take the Dolphins. They're going to run up the score. That's what they do. I like Sam Howell. I really do like the kid. But when he's not in any position to do it. They get down. Their line doesn't hold up. Feel bad for him. Now let's go on to the 3 o'clock games. Panthers at Buccaneers. Baker's revenge game. Baker's revenge game against the Panthers. Oh, do I want to take the Buccaneers here? Like, they should win, right? But Panthers just fired their coach. They cleaned his house. I think quarterback coach and one other guy, I forget, they fired. And usually when teams fire their head coach, they cover the spread. So because of that, we're going to take the Panthers at +3.5. I still think Buccaneers win, but give me the Panthers +3.5. Browns at Rams. Whoo! You see what Kyron Williams did last week? Did you see what he did? Oh, like 200 all total yards, like rushing and receiving. Oh, he went off. He went off. Nothing really from Puka Nacua or Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp's been a disappointment. I think Flacco is starting for the Browns this week, if I'm not mistaken. Like, if he is, that's a tough, tough match. I can't see the Browns winning even with him. Let me double check this really quick. Who do they got as QB? Joe Flacco. No, we're not. This isn't 2011 Joe Flacco when he took the Ravens, the Ravens to the Super Bowl or whichever year that was. So we got to take the Rams here. +4. No, we got to take the Rams. -4 at home. They're in playoff contention. Same with the Browns, but I don't believe in Joe Flacco. Not whatsoever. No. I'd let the rookie start if he's healthy. 49ers at Eagles. Whew. This should have got flexed to the top game. The Sunday night, but spreads at 3 in favor of 49ers. The 49ers are favorites going into the field. No. Fly, Eagles, fly. Here, give me +3. Eagles, come on now. Eagles find a way. They did it against the Chiefs. They found a way to beat them. They did it against the Bills. They found a way to beat them. And they're going to do it against the Niners. They're going to find a way to beat them. I know this is a little revenge game from last NFC Championship game. But no. I'm a Hawks fan. I'm not betting. I'm going to stick with the Birds. We fly together. Birds fly. Ho-ho! We fly together, baby. Let's roll. And then the Sunday Nighter. Chiefs at Packers. Chiefs -6 against the Packers. Quick little look at the weather. Oh, beautiful day. We're going to take the Packers. No, we're not taking the Packers. We're taking the Chiefs. I'm not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes. So let's take the Chiefs on that one. I like the Chiefs at -6. And our Monday nighter, Bengals at Jaguars. Jags favorite -8.5. And we're going to go with the Jags. Beautiful. It says it's supposed to be beautiful weather, sunny day. Like, we can't bet on Jake Browning. I'm sorry. But at -8.5, this isn't high enough. I think Jags are number two team. So let's just run with the Jags at -8.5. I think that's the easy play to do. And now let's go to our locks. Last week I went 1-1. I had Alvin Kamara over his rushing total. I think I had him at 48.5 rushing yards. Yes. And he hit 69 rushing yards. That's what she said. And then the second one I had, Aaron Donald to record a sack. He didn't get a sack against Kyler Murray. So 1-1, not too bad, but I think I want to go 2-0 this week. And I think I got some good ones for you guys. So the first lock I have for you guys, Colts at Titans. And I got the king, Derrick Henry, over 62.5 rush yards, -115. I don't know what it is when he plays at home. There must be something on the water because he is an absolute dog. Every game at home this year, he's gone over that 62.5, no problem. I think the closest one he got was maybe 75 yards, and that's 13 yards over, and that's no big deal. And when he's at home this year, he averages 95 yards at home. So I'm telling you, the five games he's played, he's averaging 95 yards. He puts up these numbers, and he runs right through the teams. And it's a divisional matchup, and the king feasts against the Colts when he plays them at home. In his six games played against them, he averages 108 yards against them. That means he's cut up this 62.5 yard total every fucking time he plays against them. He cuts them off. He runs through them. This is easy money. And this year, the Colts defense is bottom 10 against the run. More like bottom 6, but I'm just being generous. So the king, over 62.5 rush yards, -115. Lock it in. This is the lock of the week, right? This is a guarantee it's coming. And I'm telling you, I'm betting this myself. I might even bet a little milestone, go over on this. Maybe a little to the moon. Save that for later. But the second lock I have for you guys, Cardinals, Steelers. And I got the little munchkin, Kyler Murray, under 29.5 rush yards, -110. He's going into Pittsburgh. He's going into that steel curtain defense led by Mikey T, TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward. These guys are absolutely insane. Dogs. You know, only one QB against the Steelers this year. Only one QB has gone over 29.5 rush yards. And that was Lamar Action Jackson. And he only did it because he busted out a 26-yard run. I don't see the little muffin man getting anywhere near 29.5 rushing yards. He might break a 5-yarder, but like they're gonna stop him. It's a rainy day. He's gonna be slipping all over the place, and these guys know what to do. They're gonna eat up. Last week, Murray was shut down by the Rams' stellar line. They have a great line. They stopped him. They held him to one rushing attempt for, what is it? 2 yards he got against the Rams. And 4 years ago, when he played the Steelers, he put up 6 rushing attempts for only 2 yards. 6 carries, 2 yards. These guys know how to play against him. They know what to do. They're going to shut him down, lock it in. Kyler, under 29.5 rushing yards, -110. Now let's go to the end zone. I'll be completely honest with you guys. I didn't want to do it this week. I suck at to the end zones. I just can't get them. I don't know what it is, but I'm a man of the people. I'm going to still give you what you're looking for. So we're just going to go QB, wide receiver, running back. The league leaders in each position to get a touchdown. So we got Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. We got Christian McCaffrey, anytime touchdown. And we got Tyreek Hill, anytime touchdown. And I don't have the odds, but they're all like 120, 138. I think McCaffrey's at -200, 225 around there. And when you put them together, that's +418. Put 30 on it, you get a nice little $155 paycheck. So that's not too bad for just chilling, hanging out. But now, this is the one I'm excited for. I'm happy to give you guys this one. We got our To the Moon parlay. And this one's astronomical. This one's gone nuclear. We're past the moon at this point. We're going to Saturn. We're going to mother blanking Saturn. We're going to be the first persons, people, degenerates, whatever you want to call us, to land on Saturn. And the first one I got for you guys, Sam Howell, to throw 45 or more passing attempts. This guy's been doing it the past 5 weeks. He threw 44 last week, 45 the week before, 44 the week before that, 45, then 52, then 40. This guy's been throwing because he's losing every game, and he's their only choice. Throw the damn football. Throw the damn football. So I know it's going 44, 45, 44, 52, 44. It's that close, but we want to give it to you guys. I'm going to give it to you guys. So we got Howell over 45 and a half passing attempts at plus 320. Next one I got for you guys. All right, told you about it. Crown him the king. The king to get Derrick Henry. I'll clarify that. Derrick Henry over 100 or more rushing yards plus 425. He feasts against these Colts. He gets off his throne, puts his heel in the ground, puts his other heel in the ground, and runs right through them. So Derrick Henry over 100 or more rush yards, plus 425. And the final one I got for you guys, I told you, I mentioned it earlier, the revenge game. Baker Mayfield, anytime touchdown, plus 750. And I know I told you guys before, I suck at anytime touchdowns. But not this week. Not this guy. This is a revenge game. David Tepper almost cost this guy his career. His career. He was ridiculed last year. Nobody was like, oh, Baker this. But now, the resurgence with Dave Canales, Baker's been balling. And when he had his revenge game against the Browns last year, he had a rushing touchdown. And when he goes up against the Panthers for almost ruining his career, he's going to get a rushing touchdown this week too. And when you put those three together, I told you, we're going nuclear. We're going to motherfucking Saturn this week. That gets you plus 18,642. Throw 30 on that. You're getting $5,622.75. Enough to feed the hungry. Enough to feed the homeless. But we ain't. We're just going to put it in our pocket. Maybe we might donate a nice $20 bill to the homeless man on the corner of the street, because we got that money now, and we got it. So let's lock that in, boys. Our To the Moon sounds delightful. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. I hope you all your bets come in. Everything you want happens. It's beautiful. It's the miracle season. We're in December now. Miracles happen. And this is what's going to happen this week, boys and girls and everyone in between. So if you like what you see, you like what you hear, give us a subscribe, give us a like, tell your friends, tell your aunties, tell your uncles. And for everyone else, gamble at your own risk and have a good weekend. Peace!